Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is November 26th, Tuesday, 2019, day 329. Today's topic, fiery ordeal. Mystery revealed. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 130, verses 5 to 8. Daniel chapter 2 verse 24 to chapter 3 verse 30. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 7 to chapter 5 verse 14. Proverbs 28 verses 15 to 16. Today's main passages. First one is Daniel chapter 2 verses 46 to 49. Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell prostrate before Daniel and paid him honor, and ordered that an offering and incense be presented to him. The king said to Daniel, "Surely your God is the God of gods and the Lord of kings and a revealer of mysteries, for you were able to reveal this mystery." Then the king placed Daniel in a high position and lavished many gifts on him. He made him ruler over the entire province of Babylon and placed him in charge of all its wise men. Moreover, at Daniel's request, the king appointed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego administrators over the province of Babylon, while Daniel himself remained at the royal court. The second passage is from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 to 13. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice in as much as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received yesterday was close to your gracious Lord. You can speak gracious words. The topic I received today is fiery ordeal, mystery revealed. From yesterday's passage of Daniel chapter 2 verses 16 to 23, Daniel could wait for God's words first, then to be able to listen to God's words, then to have the courage of saying God's words. In today's passage, we can see something real big happened after that. The cruel king Nebuchadnezzar fell prostrate before Daniel and promoted him to be ruler over the entire province of Babylon and the head of all the wise men. More wonderful is that the king declared that Daniel's God is God of gods and the Lord of kings and a revealer of mystery. Wow! When we face with fiery ordeal, it's actually the time when God works through our close to our gracious Lord. We can speak gracious word to move those people whose hearts cannot be moved to a state that they can experience that God is God of gods and the Lord of kings and a revealer of mystery. Well, let's pray. Dear Abba Father, help us not to be fear of fiery ordeal anymore, but to be willing for you to use us to move those people whose hearts cannot be moved to a state that they can experience that God is God and the Lord of kings and a revealer of mystery. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To be experience that you are God of gods, yeah, and the Lord of kings. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step? Not to be fear of fiery ordeal anymore, but to be willing for God to use you to move those people whose hearts cannot be moved to a state that they can experience that God is God of gods, that God is God of gods and the Lord of kings and the revealer of mystery. Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.